At first sight, things don't look good for Barbara Murdoch. She was suspended without pay for 2 months from her previous employer and then fired without a pre-termination hearing in spite of their contract to do just that. The charge? She used the company credit card to pay for personal expenses. There are also two recent checks in question, which were to pay for her move to Birmingham. The problem? She'd already relocated 2 years before receiving the money. As a result, Murdoch is under investigation by the Alabama State Attorney General. But Murdoch is fighting back. She's filed a lawsuit against her former employer, citing discrimination based on her gender and because she was denied due process. But this isn't a cut-and-dry issue. There are some news reports about the authority's board of directors and high turnover rate. One report from the Birmingham Business Journal states that between last December and April, four different leaders have chaired the board and there have been five executive directors in the last 8 years. Furthermore, Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin told the transit company that he will withhold the $10 million the city provides annually if things don't change. In spite of the hubbub, Park City still hired Murdoch, who told KPCW she has nothing to hide.
This was all politically motivated. There is no proof of any wrongdoing. I've never been called for some sort of investigation that I think was totally made up. And all I am is a transit professional seeking to do a good job in any city that will have me.
What Murdoch would say about her former position is that the board made it difficult to do her job.
The administration changed in October of last year, and the executive director of the transit authority, the school board, the housing authority, they have very political jobs. And with the change, the new administration just plainly wanted my position. So despite, you know, all the great things we did, they found a way to get rid of me. I've never received anything in writing that says why I was terminated. I read things in the paper that aren't true. But to this day, I have never received anything. So I really can't talk about it because I'm in the middle of litigation.
Murdoch says she loves the transit industry and is proud of what she accomplished in the 4 years she was there.
We grew the system over from a $29 million system to a $40 million system, put together a winning team. I personally wrote grants that brought in $3.9 million.
Murdoch says while there are many differences between Birmingham and Park City, she likes what she sees.
The demographics are a little different. It's more of a transit-dependent city. And we have to fight for every dime in Birmingham for transit. So to come to a place like Park City where the council, the city manager, all understand the importance of city's growth being tied to public transit, I'm just pleased to be a part of it.
KPCW contacted Park City officials for comment regarding this story. They said because it's a personnel issue, they can't. Murdoch started her new job on Monday. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.